period?
Yeah, I think so. I thought for the most part our game screw didn't have the best start, but I thought tonight we had a pretty good start. And honestly, I thought the boys battled hard. I thought we did everything we could, and I guess a couple of mistakes, and they just capitalized on them.
Have to take lessons from a loss, maybe, with against a team as strong as Chicago's been, is take solace and limit them to the shots that you did, and being pretty much toe-to-toe until the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the game, I thought we were all over them. I thought we had a lot of offensive chances, which is pretty rare for our team, I guess. And for us to have that many shots, and like I said before, a couple of mistakes, and they took advantage of it, and they're a really good team over there, and we know that. We just got to correct those mistakes, and hopefully that will happen.
The mental toughness at the end of the game, it's a sign of maturity for a team when they're able to kind of close out games. You feel maybe you guys are still learning that, or is that, did you see that at the end?
Yeah, I think that's definitely one way to look at it. I thought, I said this to you yesterday, I think every day we're getting better and stronger, and I think that we're growing as a team, and obviously it's not fun losing games, but I feel like as long as we're doing all the little things right and getting better every single game. We just got to correct a couple mistakes and we'll do that. And it's nice to get right back at them tomorrow.
Now for the fun stuff, as a California guy, you like to do things in style. How was that first goal for you?
Yeah, it was really nice. Obviously, it was a good play with my line mates. And I thought the last couple of games we've been playing together, it's been a lot more fun and a lot more offensive, which is obviously a lot more exciting. And no one likes playing in the D zone. So when you get to play with those two offensive guys, it makes it a lot easier and a lot more fun.
Chase, you have a 3-game point streak going. I know it's all about team success, but yeah. Fair to say you're feeling a lot more comfortable out there?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's absolutely fair. I think every single day in practice and games, I'm feeling more comfortable. And but like you said, it's all about team success. And at the same time, it's hard to enjoy a personal success when your team's losing. So, I'm just trying to do everything that I can to develop. And whether it's be better defensively or better on face-offs, I think most important thing at the end of the day is team success. So I guess it's hard to enjoy that point streak when the team's not winning.
And would you say you're starting to thrive a little bit with the extra ice time you're getting out there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously a lot easier to be in a game and stay in a game when you're on the penalty kill, and feel a lot more comfortable when the coach has that confidence in you and either throwing you in the power play or throwing you even on the penalty kill, which is nice. And it makes me feel a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident out there for sure.
Chicago might be the best team in the league. Do you see the fact that you competed with them and maybe I'll play them at points tonight as a building block?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like I said before, I thought we had a pretty good start, which is we've been kind of struggling with as of late. And I think that every day we're getting better, and I think it's all positive right now. We can't get down. It's a really long season. Still a lot of hockey left. But, yeah, like you said, they're a really good team. And for us to be able to compete and even get more chances in them, this is obviously says a lot about our team.